Hello all, Kenny Brown from Zion's Finest. Before we get into our episode with Sam, I just wanted to go over a few quick housekeeping items. First off, we would like to continue to invite everybody to join us on the Slack channel. Send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. Slack is just a team messaging app. It's kind of, some people use it to be productive. We use it to be very unproductive, except when it comes to Imperial Assault, with which we are very productive. Kind of think of it as just like a big group messaging app where people are just constantly talking about lists, things that are going on with IA. Obviously, right now, everyone is talking about waiting for the next FFG expansion to drop or get the announcement so we can start talking about the list that we're going to build. That's a lot of the discussion right now. We're just having a ton of fun with it. The other thing is we've launched our Patreon page. We have two levels for our Patreon supporters, a $1 level and a $2 level. Everyone who supports us at $2 is going to get a Hera token that I designed and had a guy from Minnesota produce. It's really awesome, and we would love to get any support we can get. Next thing is we're going to start plugging a lot more for people to join Vassal. Vassal is a program, it's a computer program that you can use to play Imperial Assault with people all across the world. We've talked about it before. It's a great program. It's not the easiest to use, but it's a great way to get reps in, test out lists, and just have a ton of fun. You can play against really good people. I've played against DT, the world champion, and he is obviously amazing. He crushes me, but I learn a lot every time I play. So we'd really like to encourage people to join. And finally, in this episode, Sam, he says a few times that Ahsoka uses tools for the job in order to get a red dice. I think that he meant to say wild attack, and as we were talking, I just didn't quite catch it. That's just one thing, a correction that I wanted to make. Thank you so much. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode 21 of Zion's Finest. This is Kenny Brown, and I've got a special guest, Sam Wise.
How are you doing? It's not actually my name, by the way. I probably should have explained that.
you definitely should. Sam is wise because he's both brilliant and from England, and everyone from England is wise, as we all know.
That's true. My name is actually Sam Whitaker, but everywhere I go, I get called different things. There's a guy called Lee Williams who runs Cloud City Radio. I think you've probably heard of it. Listeners, you have probably heard of it. And he gave me the nickname Sam Whiteankle because I accidentally called George Dallapina European Championship for X-Wing and X-Wing Extraordinaire and amazing painter George Delaney on a live stream that I didn't know he was watching.
Oh, boy.
So all of my X-Wing stuff is now Sam Whiteankle. which is just easier. And I get called it on without even prompting now, which is kind of annoying.
That's awesome.
And Sam Wise just comes from university, so
because he's again. What did you study in university, Sam?
Just astrophysics.
Oh yeah, just astrophysics. No big deal. I mean, come on, everyone can do that.
It's easy. Yeah. It's a toddle.
Oh, of course, of course. What we're going to do in this episode is Sam is going to give us two regionals reports from merry old England. But first off, what we're going to do is let him do a little bit of an introduction in terms of how long he's been playing IA and just some things about himself.
So I've been playing IA for less than a year. I started in the store championship season this year. And I started because X-Wing was just too long a day. You know, you go and you play five, six rounds for a store championship, and then there might be a cut, and then you have to drive home. So you're looking at a good 12, 13 hour day.
Yep, absolutely.
And IA is like half that. So I picked it up. I started playing, what did I play? I was running 9 Rangers, Hera, Gideon, C-3PO, and Chopper.
Oh boy.
It was awesome. It was just 9 regular Rangers. And everyone was like, no, take Elite Rangers. Because they got more health. But they don't have more health. Because you can only get 2 sets of Elite Rangers. Yeah. You can get 3 sets of normal. So you've got 15 extra hit points and 3 extra attacks. Compared to, you know, what the 7 health each. So 21 health for the normal squad. So I ran that, and that was a lot of fun. I did reasonably well at store championships. Until Heart of the Empire came out and Darth Vader and ATDPs started killing my little guys twice, you know, 2 guys died per activation.
Yeah.
So I went away from that.
I think it's really interesting that with Vader, I never thought Vader would do what he did to Rangers. I mean, you'd think that their range would just give them such an advantage over him, but they can't deal enough damage to him by the time he closes and starts murdering him.
And it was the two maps as well. That, so now Hutter obviously was just was awesome. I could do whatever I wanted. Yep. I've got 9 shots.
Yep.
But the other two maps, the little canteen and Jabba's Palace, yeah, that was a real problem, real issue for him.
Absolutely.
And Chopper was just brilliant. Chopper was really good against Vader because Vader would run up to someone standing next to Chopper who's standing next to a terminal. And you can zap the terminal that you're standing next to.
Oh, yeah.
And Vader is standing next to it. And people always are forgetting that. So they'll just like leave a unit next to it and be like, oh, I kill you next turn. And then Chopper will go, zap, there's 3 damage.
That's so awesome. Good old Chopper. That's interesting. Did you listen to Paul Heaver, our episode with Paul Heaver?
I did, yeah.
Where he, because that's interesting that, I mean, listening to you talk about Chopper as opposed to R2, because I think you'd want R2 in order to get those 100 cards, but I can totally see the value in Chopper in terms of control.
Well, now the list that I'm playing now has R2-D2 in it, okay. And I would not go back.
Really?
I think, yeah, R2-D2 is just so, so good. Yeah. And he can stun.
Absolutely.
And that is really key as well at the minute.
Absolutely. So tell us, what's your favorite faction, list, figure? Like, what do you love to run?
I only have run Rebels so far.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm too scared to run Vader because I'm just not as good at the game as I like to think I am. And Rebels tend to be more forgiving. There's a little bit less strategy, I think. Yeah, you don't have to like use Palpatine to move people about or officers to move people about. So yeah, I'm running Rebels. And my favorite guy is definitely Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight.
Yeah, well, news flash, Sam. Jedi Knight Luke is actually really hard to run. I know this because I can never make him work. So I every time I try Jedi Knight Luke, he gets exploded. I just have not quite figured that guy out yet.
Some days he's brilliant and some days he isn't. So my favorite ship in X-Wing is Corran Horn.
Oh, there you go.
And Corran Horn has a double tap.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons why I really like him, is because if you mess up in the first go, you get to try again. And I feel like Jedi Luke can do that with his second attack.
Good point.
And that's where that synergy has come from. But then also, Son of Skywalker. It's like Corran Horn, but twice.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great comparison.
So that's why I really like Jedi Luke. That's awesome. And also, you know, as a kid, you grow up watching Star Wars, and who didn't want to be Luke Skywalker?
Absolutely. Those people who wanted to be Han Solo, I guess.
The losers.
Yeah, that's right. Losers indeed. All right, so tell us about your regionals. What was your build? What was your strategy? Where were they at? Give us the details.
Okay, so I asked you guys for advice. In fact, I asked you for advice.
That was a mistake.
A list that contained Jedi Luke and Ahsoka. And you came up with Jedi Luke, Ahsoka, Lando, Rebel Care Package Plus. I think that's it. Oh, and R2-D2.
And Hera.
And that's Rebel Care Package Plus.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
Good point.
it's in every list, I think. It's true. Enough. Hera is just so, so good.
So good.
The command deck you recommended as well, I took literally as verbatim. And when I was playing X-Wing, I would play the same list over and over again. And through repetition that way, you get quite good at the game. And you can take a subpar list, and if you know it like the back of your hand, you can actually do really quite well with it.
Absolutely.
So I made no edits. I played your list that you recommended fully for, 2 months, 3 months before regionals. Didn't change a thing, and it did quite well. I think, considering, as I said, I've got less than a year's play. The big thing for me is I get 2 Jedi with focuses to go and wreck people's face. And once they're dead, Lando just does horrible things to people.
That's
because
right.
He never dies.
It is so very, very hard to kill Lando in the mid and end game. Because if you haven't played On the Lamb, you haven't played Cheat to Win, you've got these cards that are just going to soak up some pretty serious attacks.
And you can just re-roll into that X-Men.
Yeah.
And it makes people sad.
It does make people very sad. So what do you think? So the strengths of the list, obviously, you've got some great figures. What do you think the weakness of the list is?
It's the white dice.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Great point.
And as soon as Luke goes down, if you haven't taken something out, you do have issues.
Great point.
Ahsoka can do it alone, but she just doesn't have the... She's not got the staying power.
Yep.
And then if you lose Ahsoka and Luke, then you really are in trouble.
Yeah.
Because everything else is just too squishy.
Yep. Because Lando's durable, but he's not... I mean, he's not that durable. He can't... You can't dodge every single shot. And his attack, you got to keep him focused if you want him to hit hard. And if he's not focused, I mean, he's going to do okay, but he's not going to be one-shotting things.
No. And that's the problem with Lando is, yes, he can live forever. Yes, he can be a pain in the ass. But if things don't go his way, then, yeah, he does hit like a wet flannel. And that's the same with Luke as well. Luke is just he hits like a wet fish. I see Luke as he should go in, he's got two attacks, he should be able to kill two things. Most of the time he can't.
Nope.
So you're using two attacks to kill one thing, which negates the ability.
What's the whole point of that second attack? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I know it's because it's getting more consistency on bigger things like the ATDP or if you're going to hit Vader for whatever reason. But yeah, I just feel like he should do more damage.
Yeah,
it's annoying that he doesn't.
Hopefully, I mean, that's kind of what we're hoping is that Force users are going to get things that are going to cheaply increase their offensive power, which we just don't really have quite yet. I mean, Force Surge is really one of the only offensively focused Force user cards, and it's 2 points. It's only a few damage. It's just not quite there.
No, I think Deathblow might be worth putting into the list. Is it Deathblow, the one where you hit them and if they've got a gun, you do another one?
Yep, it's a very, yeah, very good card. I'm a big fan of Deathblow.
I think, because you recommended the spy card, Intelligence Leak?
Yes.
So in 10 games, I used it once to take out an assassinate.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't, I was either forgetting to use it, or Ahsoka was dead, or it just wasn't the right time. And yeah. I didn't want to take the damage on Ahsoka. So I'm thinking I should drop that and put Deathblow in instead. Mm. Because I really like Ahsoka, and Ahsoka with tools for the job, well, yeah, adds a red dice. And if you've got right back at you in your hand as well, you can like drop in on hand, do your attack with tools for the job, and then all you have to do is 9 damage, and then hand dice.
Yep, because exactly.
You right back at.
Because he thinks about that shot back, and you're like, all right, here you go.
Yep. And then he dies, and it's really good. You take no damage. And just making sure that you can do that with something like Deathblow is probably a really good idea.
I think you're right.
And this list just goes through the command cards like nobody's money. So you get RTD2 draw in at the opportune moment. You get your two cards at the end of every round. I went through my deck quite a few times.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us about, let's get into the regionals. Where were they? How'd you do?
So day one, I've called it day one. So my first regional was a place called Big Orbit in Evesham, which is sort of in the middle of the country. It was a 29 player event, which was pretty good. I think there were a couple of buys. So it was a 5-round event. And along with yourself, I was also talking to Lee Williams of Cloud City Radio, in my preparation for this, and we're bouncing lists off each other, and how are you going to deal with this? How are you going to deal with that? And so my first round was against Lee Williams, which
there you go.
Awesome. So he had like 9 activations. So he was a scum list, and he had like Onar and Greedo and Jin and Hera, Jabba. And it was on the Jawa B map. So the one where you have to go get all the boxes. And he stuck Jin out really early, really quickly. And I was like, oh, he's got on the lamb.
Yeah.
Rubbish. so I was like, okay, see what he's got. I rushed Luke over, killed him. Okay, he hasn't got on the lamb. I'll go kill that guy as well. And yeah. And he started getting boxes, and he was doing quite a lot of damage to Luke with like Vimto and stuff. And I was absolutely decimating his list. And so I killed pretty much everything of his. And he hadn't killed a lot, but he was gaining the VP somehow. So
from those boxes that he was holding?
From the boxes. And he eventually killed Luke with like a Jawa or Chopper, one of the two. Which was a bit, you know, okay. And he got to like 37 victory points.
Gosh.
And I'm like, okay, I was feeling really, really good about this game. And somehow you're at 37. So I best go win. So I had C-3PO go pick up a box and run it back to my deployment zone. And I felt bad about it, but you know.
Oh, there you go.
A win's a win.
He should feel bad about getting all those objective points. So there you go.
Well, it's just Jabba's quite good at taking, you know, plus one victory point.
Yep.
And then gambling away your cards and getting more victory points. And I think that's what he was doing. So, and he did it with the Jar as well, with the gamble.
Yeah.
And he just kept getting VPs, and I wasn't really paying attention. Then he kills Luke, and that's, what, 13 points.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you're on the ropes. So, yeah, good move.
Yeah. He did have the opportunity to probably win. So he had Greedo and I had Lando with cheat to win. And if he had tough luck, then I would have messed up by going to kill Greedo.
Yeah.
but he didn't even bother rolling the dice because he knew I had cheat to win. So that was a nice little win. So my next game was against a guy called Stuart. And this was on Jabba's Palace. I can't remember which one. But he was one of two guys running Chewie, Han, Elite Saboteurs, and Care Package Plus.
Interesting.
And so both of these guys went into the top eight, and they were both friends. And I will say about Stuart is his partner, she had painted his Chewie and his C-3PO and in non-metallic gold. Oh, it's absolutely stunning. She was an incredible painter, and when she finishes that list, it's going to be amazing. And that's what something about the game I really enjoy is the painting side.
Absolutely.
So this game, it didn't go quite so well. the Elite Saboteurs and Han, I mean, Han did like 10 damage in one go to Luke.
Oh, man.
I pushed him a little bit too far. Once you've lost 10 damage, you then can't hit Han with Luke because he can just die.
Yep.
And that becomes a bit of a pain. And then Chewie kills Han. Oh, sorry, Elite Saboteurs killed Han. Killed my Luke. I Ahsoka his Han to actually make sure that he dies. And then it becomes Chewie versus Lando and R2-D2.
Oof.
And this is where my Lando love began. So you've got on the lamb. Now Han's fine. Now Lando's fine. So Chewie comes back in again, and I re-rolled into the white and get the X-Men.
Oh, man.
And then Chewie activates again, shoots Lando, re-roll into the white, I get the X-Men.
Oh, man.
So he slams me, and then I've got more cards, and I've got like two health left on Lando. It must have been a saboteur, shoots Lando, I got cheat to win, get the X-Men.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, he's so good. And R2-D2 runs up to Chewie and stuns him as well.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. and it's just it was such a good little bit. And if one of my two heroes had still been alive, I think the game would have gone a bit differently. But sadly, they both died. So that was a loss. And Stuart was a really good player.
That's awesome.
So I wasn't too sad about that.
Yeah.
So game three was against a guy called George, who beat me at a store championship in the final. And George is a really lovely guy. And in the store championship, I had a bit of a sad on because he was playing Scum Hunters. And I had not played Scum Hunters before. And Elite Weequay's out-sniped to my sniper list on Nau Hutter. And I was, a little bit sad.
Wow.
So with this one, he had Scum again, but instead of the second Elite Weequay's, he had Ahsoka.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And this is, again, where Lando just does these amazing things. He opens the doors on Jabba's Palace. I run out with Lando and stun Greedo.
Yes.
And now Greedo can't do something. He has to just move and unstun. So he pulls Greedo forward into the middle of the map to go get one of the boxes. I drop, and he has Ahsoka left to activate, and I've got Ahsoka and Luke. So I drop Ahsoka to draw out his Ahsoka and kill his Greedo.
Okay.
And obviously she takes some damage from the return shot, which I'm okay with because I want his Ahsoka to come out.
Yeah.
I've got Force Rush in hand, so I can, and Son of Skywalker in hand.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so he pulls his Ahsoka out, exactly what I wanted him to do. I force rush Luke in, Son of Skywalker to kill her, and I run Luke down the hole.
Oh boy.
After killing her. And then, yeah, it's just a clean up after that. Luke comes in from the bottom of the map and just starts wailing on people. Lando does Lando things with his... Now that this is the other utility of Lando, is once Ahsoka and Luke have gone either dead or elsewhere, Gideon or C-3PO then starts focusing Lando or R2-D2. They become actually quite able to do that damage.
Yes, absolutely.
And Lando's built-in accuracy is just brilliant.
Oh, it's so good.
And his plus two damage surge is so good.
It's so good. I mean, him and Hera just orbiting around each other is amazing because Lando can take some pretty long-range shots. And if he can get, like, a long-range stun on something where they are needing that figure to, like, come in, but now Lando stunned them at, like, 8 spaces away, like, that just ruins... That'll just ruin their game, so...
It does. It makes people sad.
Yes, it does.
So I won that one pretty convincingly, and George was lovely. It was a good win. So game 4 was against my travel buddy and practice partner, a guy called Justin. And we had played this matchup so many times. And I think I hadn't lost to Justin up until this point.
Spoiler. Oh, boy. Spoiler.
So we're playing on the Jawa map, and Justin's running Elite Rangers, Ahsoka, Kotun, and Care Package Plus.
Okay.
I go in quite hard down one side of the map, and Justin sends Kotun and C-3PO up the other side to go get bits, to go get the boxes, and we start killing each other. I start killing him. And time goes on, and Justin's winning through the objective. And I've set up kills on pretty much everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who's running tournament comes around and says there's a minute left. And I've got, like, RTDT to go. I just scomp. I'm done. And Justin's got something to... I think it was, like, Gideon. So he does Gideon. And we're like, no one said if the round's ended. Has it ended? And at this point, you know, you're wasting time looking to find out if the round's ended. You're asking people, is the round ended? And if it has, it means that I've lost. But if it hasn't, it means that I should win. So we play out the next round. I kill everything and get to the 40 VPs. But we went to the TO because it was only fair that
sure. We
figure out what actually went on. And the TO said no, that the round would have ended. So oh, Justin dang. Got the win.
Oh dang!
Yeah, which isn't, you know, it's absolutely fine. I just wish that there was an announcement and for when the time end rounded.
Sure.
Oh well. But Justin, you know, is a good player. So I was pleased that he did well.
I'm really impressed that, I mean, Rangers just seem like such a problem for figures like Ahsoka and Luke. I mean, once they can close, they're going to murder them. But, like, getting close is hard. And I'm impressed that you were able to, like, close the distance and start removing their figures so well.
Well, Son of Skywalker helps. And Ahsoka being able to leap, just, yeah, that leaping ability is quite good. I think Lando died quite early on in this one, just because Justin knows how much of a pain he can be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which was sad. It's always sad when Lando dies.
Of course. I agree. I feel your pain.
Yeah. So I was on 2-2. So my last match was against a guy from up north of England called Craig. And he was running Han Elite Rangers and Care Package Plus. And must be something else that I've not written down. But he was playing really cagey. He had smugglers too. Yeah, he was playing, and this is on Nahuatl, on the Rain and Freight one. So he has the top with the cliffside. He kills Lando like straight away. and I've played this matchup with my Rangers. I know how far they can shoot, and I put Lando in the wrong place. I knew I shouldn't have done it, and he gets the kill, which is a bit nasty. So I'm behind on points, and he's shuffling around the edge of the map, around that cliff face, and not really putting anything in range for me to go kill. So I run Luke up the side of the board, I run Ahsoka up the side of the board, I get R2 getting the command cards, and it's a little bit patient. And then I get tools for the job. I've got Ahsoka with right back at you, I've got the token on it. So all I need to do is 9 damage. And a focused Ahsoka with tools for the job should be able to do that. I don't know what the maths is. Someone can tell me. But it's not out of the realms of possibilities. And I did not do 9 damage.
Ah, trats.
I did 8 damage.
Oh, no!
Yeah. So, Han lived. Han killed Ahsoka.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. But I've got Son of Skywalker and Force Pull.
Mm.
So I run Luke in, kill Han, Son of Skywalker, go kill some Rangers. And we're like one of the last tables going at this point. And Luke kills a Ranger and does some damage to another Ranger. And then it comes down to capturing a couple of boxes or killing Hera. And I've got On the Lamb in my hand. And I put Hera in a tricky situation. I go get the box, I On the Lamb, and kill a Ranger with Hera in the last turn and get the win.
That's so awesome.
So, yeah, so this is where the only time in 10 games that I used Intelligence Leak, and I took Assassinate from his hand.
Oh, that's huge.
Just in case that he did that on Hera, because Hera could die quite easily to that.
Absolutely.
And I regret it, because it means that I take 3 damage on
Ahsoka.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're trading damage, right? Like, it's you control the drop of that damage as opposed to when they do, but you're right, it's still a pain.
Yeah, but, and that's what killed Ahsoka in the end, is because I take 3 damage that I shouldn't.
Yeah, that's tricky.
And it makes you feel like you've killed your own character, and no one ever wants to do that.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the problem with control, is, like, the control aspect of Imperial Assault often requires you to make sacrifices, hopefully, that you're trading up, right? And so that's why I'm such a big fan of Mac, is because Mac can eat things like Assassinate, and I don't care if he has all that damage on him. But you're right, it really hurts to get all that damage on Ahsoka. Because otherwise, I mean, she's going to die in 2 attacks anyway, right? And that you've just made it even easier for them to kill her just hurts. It hurts the heart, so.
Yeah, and she's so good, normally.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. If I did it again, I don't think I would have taken Assassinate. I think I would have probably, like, taken Negate or something like that.
Also good.
Which is probably what I should have done. I don't know. But as I said, I'm thinking about dropping the card for something like either Blitz, because the amount of times that you just need that one more surge.
Yeah.
Or Deathblow. I think that's probably the best choice to go.
I think Deathblow is amazing on Ahsoka, because I have like incorporated it exclusively just for Ahsoka. Because when she bombs in, I need her to be able to kill something. I mean, if Ahsoka isn't killing things, you've got problems, because she represents so much of your firepower. But then Luke, it's even, you know, it's just as good. So, just a great
and
card.
And you've got the two characters then that can use it.
Yep.
And that's something else I found with the list is, if you've got Intelligence Leak, it's only Ahsoka who can use it. And then you also have Ahsoka's command card, which only she can use.
Great point.
And you don't want two cards. You know, one is okay. Son of Skywalker, right back at you. Really, really valuable cards. But when you have two that only one can use, it does limit the deck, I think, a bit.
Great point.
So this one I finished 11th in. 11th out of 29. I don't think that's too bad.
No, that's awesome.
My first regional.
That's amazing, actually, for that being your first regional, especially when you've only been playing for less than a year. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, and there's some really good players. Alistair Scott, who is on the Board Wars. Is it Board War EU?
The
Imperial Assault podcast?
Yes. I think I've heard Alistair. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is. He's a brilliant player. I've played him a couple of times now. And he was there, so he's a former national champion. I didn't get to play him, unfortunately, but yeah, it was proper good caliber of players there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in 29, that's a good showing. So that's a great showing, actually.
Yeah. We now have the guy who won it in the Slack channel.
Who's that?
Royal Rich is his name in the Slack channel.
Yes, Royal Rich. Yeah, so, he just joined. He's awesome.
Yeah. And his painting and his movement tray for, like, when you change tables and stuff. Oh, it was absolutely spectacular.
Oh, man.
Absolutely beautiful.
And he has a YouTube channel that I will include a link to in the show notes, because he does awesome battle reports. So, not battle reports, he films his games, so.
Okay, that's good to know, because I've not seen those. Okay, so that's the first day. First regional. Second regional, of this year was at iBuyWarGames in Woking, which is towards London Way. It's a really nice store. I've been there a few times. The owner's really cool. I really like him. And this was a 22-player event, which is on the border of 4 and 5 rounds.
Okay.
However, there were 6 buys in use.
Oh my gosh.
And that pushes it into 5 rounds. So 2 5 rounds regionals, which...
That's a lot.
You know, this is why we want to play the game. Is, you know, we come to Torch to play the game.
Yeah.
So 4 rounds, you know, you're not really getting what you pay for.
Yeah.
You always want those 5 rounds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think this one had probably the best players in the country there. So we'll start. My first round was against Paul O'Boyle, who I think is runner-up of the Nationals this year. I might have got that wrong. But he is a cracking player. And he was running Luke Elite Rangers Care Package Plus. And we were on Jawa A again. And I've got Son of Skywalker in hand on my opening round. He pushes some Rangers a bit too far forward. I run my Luke in, kill a Ranger, and then Son of Skywalker to kill another one.
Oh, man.
He drops his Luke to hurt Ahsoka. And it's just an absolute murder fest. And it's left with him with Luke left, and I've got Lando and Hera, C-3PO and R2, and he has the opportunity to win the game through killing Hera and Lando, who are basically standing next to each other. So he uses Son of Skywalker to get there with one attack left. With both his attacks still to go. And I've got cheat to win, and
oh boy,
on the lamb. So he hits Hera, I on the lamb.
Oh boy,
and then he goes, I'll hit Lando. And I go cheat.
Oh, man. Gosh, I love that.
I'd heard about Paul play. I've never played him before, but I'd heard how good he was. So I was, like, really quite nervous to play him. But beating him was a real confidence boost for the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he's a really nice guy. It was really, really good win, I think. I felt like... I don't want to say I spanked him because, you know, I still lost Luke. I still lost Ahsoka. And you can't really... It makes... When someone's just got Jedi Luke left, you're like, oh, I've absolutely... You know, you've only got one guy left. But that's not the case at all. It was just a fluke.
Well, I mean, you knew... drawing Son of Skywalker opening hand is obviously huge, but you clearly know how to push the advantage in terms of removing Rangers and getting up on the damage points. So... Obviously, like, luck is a part of every game, but knowing how to press your advantage is a huge component of Imperial Assault, and obviously you know how to do that.
Yeah, I think that's 100% true. Okay, so next game is against Paul Windrum, who was running IG-88, which is the first time I've played against IG.
Okay.
Jabba, Vimto, Onar, and some elite Gamorrean guards.
Interesting.
Which, yeah, I never played those either. So this is on Nau Hutta on Raining Freight again. And in my early activations, I pushed Lando and Hera off to the left of the map, and I've got the top side. And once again, I've got On the Lamb and Cheat to Win.
There we go.
In my hand. So I pushed them off to the off around the cliffside just to see if I can draw whatever out. So, and Paul does exactly what I want him to do, puts all his stuff down the other side. So I run Luke and... Ahsoka, I put Ahsoka into the middle, and I put Luke up the far right hand side. Go take the crates that are on that side, and he drops. We drop our little crate freight packages, whatever you want to call them. And the next round, I put both mine next to his Jabba, so he That's drops awesome. Onar back to go to pick them up.
Okay,
so I run Luke in, Son of Skywalker, kill Onar. And push Luke into Jabba, do some damage into Jabba.
Oh my gosh.
Which is good fun. And now Luke is tucked away, and he's lost Onar, and he's lost Jabba.
How often does that happen, that a Jedi Luke is able to get across the board on Nau Hutta and kill Jabba?
Yeah, and he's gone up the right-hand side, man. So it's not like gone straight through the middle.
Yeah, that's crazy. Awesome and crazy.
Yeah, it was good. And his Vimto comes up the other side, goes to... hit Hera, so I on the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to shoot Lando, so I cheat to win. Oh,
what a brutal combo.
Yeah, and then I just run away with him. I clip my boxes. And then I had the opportunity to... I could have just won by collecting like the last few boxes. Or I was like, let's just go kill things with Ahsoka. I'm so far ahead on points, it doesn't... You know, you can't catch up without me just having the opportunity to finish the game with boxes. So I just dropped... It's kind of arrogant to say, but, you know, I threw Ahsoka in, kill a Gamorrean guard and have a bit of fun. And then he kills Ahsoka with Blaze of Glory IG. So I'm like, oh, best just win now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we've had our fun.
Yeah. So it was a good win.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So next is I'm on the top table and I'm playing a guy called Luke Sykes, who is a very good player. I know this because he sticks down his top four European championship map.
Oh boy.
And he's got he's just got a pure hunter list. So it's Jabba, Vimto, two Equays, Hera, 3PO, Onar. Mm. And I push Luke quite aggressively, and I think if I kill that weak way, then I can just pull back one and Vimto will block line of sight. Or I could go there, and I mess up because of my thinking. I miscount how many spaces I can go. I kill the weak way, and then I'm standing in the open, not being blocked by line of sight.
Oh no!
And he has two more weak ways to activate, and just murders Luke. Mm. Kills Ahsoka with Vimto. So you do the Equays first. He hits Ahsoka. And then Vimto triggers off of the Equays using the Trooper Swarm?
Opportunistic, maybe? Oh, no. Squad Swarm.
Squad Swarm. So, yeah, it can activate 12 points in total. And that's just brutal.
It is brutal. It's a great combo.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before. Didn't expect it. And just got absolutely murdered. And that was pretty much the game done there. There was no fantasticness from Lando. I put Lando in the hole because everything died.
Yeah, just trying to hold it off.
Yeah, so that was my first loss of the day. Losing to someone of that caliber, you're not too bothered.
Yeah, sure.
Losing that quickly, and it was literally like 15 minutes.
Oh man, that's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a really nice guy.
I mean, Equays are just going to eat Luke alive, right? If he's not able to kill them and get Son of Skywalker. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I know that now.
Now you know. It's true.
Yeah. So, in next game, I've forgotten the guy's name. I didn't write it down. But we're on Jabba's Palace again. And he's got Luke, Han, Jyn, and Care Package Plus.
Interesting.
So, it's Brett Kelly's list.
Yep.
His Luke hits my Ahsoka, and I forget to use her block token.
Oh no!
And I lose Ahsoka, and it would have been one damage. I would have been fine.
Oh no!
And it was a bit gutting. So my Luke goes into his Luke and he gets him down to like one health. So he runs away with his Luke on one health, hides him in the corner. I Hera and try and get his Luke, and he X-Men's.
Oh my gosh! Now.
And I've left my Luke in a little bit of a tricky situation now that he's damaged. So I put Lando out the front and hope to stun Han. And he X-Men's that.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, God, what's happening here? And this is, you know, Lando's fine. He's got Cheat to Win and X-Men in hand. And I can always try the X-Men. And he does get the X-Men a couple of times from just rolling the white dice. Naturally. I feel like you notice it more with Lando.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because well, you're into that re-roll.
Yeah, exactly. You're re-rolling into it. So, I mean, the feeling is just superb.
Yeah. But it doesn't go too well for me. I take quite a lot of damage. But I can still win. And he has Son of Skywalker, so he kills Hera and rushes towards my Luke, meaning that I have to deal with him. And if I don't, then he's going to activate and kill me. So I activate R2 and shoot him with R2.
Oh my gosh.
Kill Luke.
Oh my
kill
gosh.
Luke with R2.
Yes.
And then Han just clears up everything else. Hmm. So I lose. Sorry, no, Jin. It's Jin. Oh, Jin, yeah. Jin is the problem, yeah. Because Jin, my Luke's damaged, so a focused Jin, I can't activate Luke without blocking line of sight.
Yeah.
So I can't activate Luke the point I want to activate him.
Yep.
So I have to, so I like, I put Lando in front of Luke, and then he moves Jin down and does more damage to Luke. But now he's standing next to Luke, so I'm like, oh, if I activate, you're just going to shoot it. So I have to then activate R2.
Yep.
To then stun Jin, which I do, which is fine. But then he can activate someone else to have another shot at Luke.
Yep.
It's a very good list, very, very well played. But yeah, my second loss.
Okay, so we're 2-2.
2-2. And so last guy, again, I forgot his name, but we're on shield on Nau Hutter. And he is running Han, Kotun, Elite Rangers.
Oh no.
Care Package Plus. And I'm fine with this because this is basically the same list that my travel buddy Justin plays. I've killed this list enough times on Napa that I'm fine with it.
That's interesting because, I mean, that seems like such a bad matchup. I mean, shielded is one thing, but, I mean, it's still Han and E-Rangers on Nalhada, so...
It is. So, the first round is positioning, and I know how far I can get Ahsoka, and he pushes Kotun too far, and Justin does the same thing. He puts it into the little square outside the deployment zone. So, he's got the top one with the cliffside,
yep.
And... down the middle, you can, like, you've got a little tucked in square to the left.
Yep.
If you're looking down the map, he tucks him in there. And I know Ahsoka with a Gideon can reach that. So you can almost kill her. In fact, you can just kill Kotun with Ahsoka and tools the job. But I've got right back at you in hand.
Yep.
So I'm not too bothered about using tools for the job at this point. Drop Ahsoka in and do just one short again of killing Kotun. He runs Han up, shoots Ahsoka. I run Luke in to block end of turn shot against Ahsoka from Han and do some damage to a Ranger. And yeah, he shoots Ahsoka. I right back at you into Kotun and get Ahsoka out of there effectively because she is quite damaged now. And make him chase Ahsoka to get those points,
mm-hmm.
hoping that he'll do something like put his Rangers out of position. And that's exactly what he does. He wants to kill Ahsoka because she's so open to damage. And she will just die like a wet fish. And he pulls his front line into the middle of the map. And yeah, I kill him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a good game. I think that's an awesome example of, I think a lot of players, realistically, comparing your lists, you've got Han, E-Rangers, and Kotun. Okay, so these guys are they all excel at dealing damage at long range versus Luke, Ahsoka, Lando, and Hera. Lando can land long shots, but he's not like a long range trader like those other guys are. So you'd look at your list and you'd be like, well, obviously the other guy's got a strong advantage. But I think that is, you know, your rapport is such an awesome example of how practicing and understanding positioning and understanding how to maximize positioning can take what should be a slightly disadvantaged match and trade up and know how to protect points, know how to get points and win the game. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. This is another, so one of the reasons I took Lando was for the stun on mm-hmm. Han.
Absolutely.
And this was an opportunity for me to do that. You know, he pulls Han out to contest the objective in the middle of the map and make sure that Ahsoka dies. And Lando's there ready to kill him, and I haven't stunned Han with Lando yet. Ugh. He's either X-Men'd or rolled just enough to stop the stuns, which is just so annoying. And this was one of those games where, I didn't get the stuns off. But with Cheek to Win and re-rolling into the X-Men, it's always fine to give it a go as long as you've got those cards in hand.
Yeah.
I'll always run Lando up to him and just go, all right, let's see what we can do. Because if you're going to shoot me, I'll just cheat to win it. So, yeah, I won that one. So that put me in 3-2 for the second regional in a row. And I finished 9th place.
Oh, no!
by 0.03 strength of schedule.
Oh, no.
So close. And the buys knocked me out, and it was so gutting.
Yeah, 6 buys. I mean, man alive.
Yeah.
That's a buy.
My buddy Justin, he did get in. I think he was also 3-2, and I think he was 5th.
That's awesome. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, you know, I played the national runner-up champion. I played the guy who's top four at Europeans. Alistair Scott, once again, was there. So former national champion. So some cracking players were there. Yeah, I was really pleased at the performance.
That's awesome. So give us your concluding thoughts. I mean, it sounds like there was a lot of Han Solo running around. But tell us, like, what was the meta like? What dominated? How do you think you're going to deal with it in the future?
There is so much Han Solo around. Han Solo and Elite Rangers are everywhere. The eventual winner of this tournament was Han Solo and Elite Rangers and Rebel Care Package, and I don't know what the other thing was. It is dominating the English meta, and that's quite surprising. Because Han... my other problem with playing this game, I always thought Han could, every time he had the opportunity to return Fiery Kid, I didn't realize it was an exhaust ability.
Yeah, it's only once.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I've played this whole tournament thinking that I'm going to get shot a lot. and that's a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
But it's teching to make sure that Han dies in one go with someone like Ahsoka, I think, is probably the best way for me to go now.
Yeah.
Because I want to stick with this list. And I think adding Blitz is probably the best way to do that, to make sure you get those surges on either Lando or Ahsoka, or Luke even. I mean, Luke's just a flannel.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with Luke. Luke is an issue.
Yeah.
He's such a cool character. I like the fact that he can double tap. Son of Skywalker is such a game-changing card. I don't know if someone like Han or a squad of Elite Rangers or Chewie might be better.
Yeah, I feel like Luke is some... I mean, you've practiced him more than I have, but I feel like you really got to know how to get some serious mileage out of him. Because I mean, this really has been my experience. When I run him, I feel like his damage is okay. Even if you draw Son of Skywalker, it's like, okay, well, now I've got four attacks that I think are okay, but nothing to write home about, you know? And I feel like he just dies so fast. But I feel most of the time that's just because I don't know how to play him, in terms of I don't know when to commit him, when the risk is too strong and I need to pull him back. I just have not quite figured that out yet.
No, and I haven't either, because I've not been playing long enough to know all the lists. I've not played against all the lists. You know, I didn't play Vader once in the two regionals.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I had practiced against Vader. Vader can just die to Ahsoka and Luke double team.
Absolutely.
And that's why I really wanted the list, to be honest with you, so I could do that to Vader and stun him with Lando. But it just never happened. And yeah, I think it might be the fact that I think with Luke, it's I should be killing a character with each attack.
Yeah.
And if I treat him like that, then maybe I'm just playing him wrong. So that's for me to figure out, I guess.
Have you thought about, I know that obviously cheat to win is amazing, but have you thought about, if you want to keep a stunning smuggler, putting Jin in instead of Lando?
Yes, but I'm not that good at the game, and having cheat to win and re-rolling into the X-Men is really good.
It is good. I mean, it is awesome. I mean, Lando is better defensively than Jin. Jin can just get exploded. But the ability to control, you know, you can get more stuns with Jin. It can be game-changing.
The other thing with Lando is he's got enough health that if something little shoots at him and you've got those backup cards, then you don't always have to use them.
Yeah.
So he can take, you know, four damage. Whereas Jin, if you did that, you know, she would just keel over the next round.
Yep, exactly. Good point.
And I mean, I also had the smuggler. I completely forgotten about the smuggler for this whole tournament. The smuggler is there just for activations, I think.
Mm-hmm.
On Nau Hutter, he does block line of sight to R2-D2. That is his only job. So, you know, obviously Han and Rangers can just shoot R2 when he's standing in the open by that terminal.
Yeah.
And sticking the smuggler in front makes that a white dice attack that's minus two accuracy.
Yeah.
So it just makes it a little bit further. The smuggler's fine. I've not sure if it's better to have Rebel High Command just to make sure that I get those command cards, but then I'm down in activation.
Yeah. I mean, right now I feel like the command cards are huge, but you got to be able to control those last activations against when you've got Luke and Ahsoka. You need flexibility in terms of who's going to go, but you really need to be able to make sure that IG and Han are not getting last activations on the other side of the board.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it doesn't matter if Han's dead though.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Trey.
Which you take your command cards to make sure that he dies.
Yeah, that's a good point. Great point. Well, cool, Sam. So do you have any other thoughts, any other wisdom for us?
No, I've not played the game long enough to impart my wisdom, really. And I think Ahsoka is just, potentially, she's going to be in every list. I think she might become a new staple. She's got such versatility and the cards that she can use. You don't even have to take with any cards, but right back at you, tools for the job. I mean, you like the spy cards, but I don't.
Yeah. I mean, spy cards, I mean, you want to have more than one spy if you want to really get value out of the spy cards.
I wonder if she'd be good with Leia or someone. But Leia's too many points.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, for what, 8 points for Ahsoka? I think she's an absolute steal.
That's awesome. I think that's interesting you say that, because I've heard other people say they think she's overcosted by a point. I mean, obviously, I'd love to see her be cheaper, but I feel like, it's like you're saying, her cost is made up in her versatility and her mobility, which is just bonkers.
Yeah. On the Hutter, she can jump across from one lane to the next, and in fact, jump two lanes with if you've got some like force rush or use the two movement points that she gains at the start.
Absolutely.
She's awesome. I love Ahsoka. I think Ahsoka's probably my new favorite above Luke, just how much damage she can do.
Well, you join me. We make great company, Sam, because we love Ahsoka. So
we love Ahsoka. We love Lando.
That's right. The two of us. That's it. Us against the world.
Lando. Yeah, I can't tell you how much fun I had with Lando. Just rolling into X-Men so often, and people's faces just makes them depressed.
Yeah, exactly. And then when they finally, you're like, oh, I didn't roll an X-Men. Oh, I guess I'll cheat to win. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, then I'm going to do another tech. You're like, all right, I guess I'm going to go on the lam. And they, yeah, it breaks the spirits of the enemy pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's funny.
There you go. Well, that's awesome, Sam. Well, we want to thank you for giving us these awesome regionals reports. We are glad to hear that for being new, you are doing so well. We're very glad to hear here's one more editorial I want to say, and you can comment on it before we close out your list. I mean, even though we gave our suggestions for it, this is not a list that any of us have ever run before. This is a list that you have run. I mean, I ran it on Vassal a few times and it was fun, but I didn't run it as consistently as you have run it. And I think it's really awesome that you've taken a list that is not prevalent in the meta at all, and I think a lot of people would say maybe kind of runs counter to the meta, and we're able to do so well. That's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is because I don't, so the command deck is the problem. There's so many cards at the minute, and you're, as a new player, you come in to build your first skirmish list and you're like, I have no idea what to do here.
Yeah.
And so my trooper list I took from Lee Williams of Cloud City. And again, they built the command deck pretty much. So this is my second list that I've ever run in tournament play. And again, you guys built the command deck. But now that I understand the game better, I can actually, I can see where these edits in the command deck needs to occur. And the list is so much fun. And that's what the point of the game is. We're not here to run boring lists.
Absolutely.
Like, Ugnaught Swarm or anything like that.
Boring.
Yeah, you play the game to have fun. And that's, it's the same with X-Wing as well. X-Wing isn't fun at the minute for me, so I'm centering my focus on Imperial Assault.
Yeah.
Because I'm really enjoying the game and playing with characters that I really like. And that's why we play.
That's awesome. Man, that's awesome. All right, well, we want to thank Sam for coming on. We want to thank everyone for downloading. Please, if you want to join us on the Slack channel, send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. And if you'd like, we'd love to get your support on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/zionsfinest, and we'd love to get any support we can get. Thank you, Sam, for coming on.
No, thank you for having me.
And everyone have an awesome day.
You too.